I'm in page 6 today.
It was a really good article. I read it.
Did you? You read?
I read it, yeah.
Wow, that's really the headline. That not that I was in page 6, but that it got you to read.
It wasn't that long. See, that was the good thing. It was only like a paragraph. So
right, right. It was a short enough piece that you were able to read it, and the words were simple enough for you.
Yeah, when I open something up to read it, I look at it and go, can I tackle this or not? And it was a small paragraph, so I said, yeah, I'll go ahead and do it.
The cool thing about it is that, you know, it wasn't like an article and then inside it says, you know, Dr. Cooper Lawrence says, or radio personality Cooper Lawrence says. The title of the article is Cooper Lawrence's Celebritocracy Reveals Cable News Doesn't Teach Politics. My name is in the title.
I know. And this is a big, huge thing.
Oh, yeah, because everybody we know reads page 6 and gets a page 6 alert. And, you know, so literally everybody we know saw this.
Mm-hmm. So you say that the article or cable news doesn't teach politics?
Yeah, you know, so this was based on a study that I did, and I included it in my book, Celebritocracy. Mm-hmm. And what I found was I spoke to 302 millennials, and I did all these surveys with them, you know, scientific surveys. But they were asking questions about, like, what they watch, what kind of television programming they watch, and then we tested them, their political knowledge afterwards. And we found that the kids that watch shows like Law & Order or talk shows or Jerry Springer, you know, that kind of stuff, those kids had more political knowledge than the kids who only watched cable news.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just Fox News. It was kids who only watch NBC and kids who only watch Fox News versus the kids who hardly watch any news at all, but they like procedural shows. They like shows that have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like and shows about law and fairness. You know, like all the judge shows, all the cop shows, all the detective shows. Those kids had more political knowledge.
Well, you watch those shows so much, you could probably have a law degree by now.
I do have a law degree, pretty much. At least I think I do. I have two friends that are lawyers. One of them is a TV lawyer, like she does all the talking head stuff. Another friend of mine is like a real life criminal defense lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
I sit around and talk to them. Like the three of us are like old law school friends. You know, we sit around and talk about a case. And I was like, well, you know, as you saw, the grand jury couldn't indict because there wasn't enough probable cause. And they're like, wow, how did you know that? I'm like, I follow this stuff.
Yeah, you sit by your mailbox waiting for the jury duty thing to come in the mail. I get to go to court today. How great is that?
They never want me on a jury because I know too much and I'm too smart. They want the dummies.
You should lie.
Well, but I can't. They could tell that you if you're lying. They know if you're lying.
Hold on. I'm getting a call. Let's see what this is. Hello?
Hi. This is an exclusive announcement from Marriott Hotels.
Nice.
Your telephone number has been pre-selected to receive a complimentary stay in one of our 5-star hotels.
What should we do?
Press 1 now. To be placed press on one. The Do Not Call list, press 2 now. You are currently
let's caller
talk to
a person.
21, waiting to speak with a representative. Thank you for your
are you kidding me?
Wait, you called me and now I gotta wait? Are you kidding me?
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Ashley. We'll still have the pleasure of speaking with.
I really don't want to talk to her, do I? No.
Yeah, talk to her.
No, I don't want to talk to her.
Oh, all right.
Do you not get calls like this?
I don't, not like that. I get the ones, mine are all in Chinese, so I don't know. You know what? Maybe I do get calls like that, but it's all in Chinese. I don't know what they're saying.
I'm under house arrest. How am I going to go to the Marriott? I mean, I'm not going to go to the Marriott. Where am I going to go?
I want fresh towels. I would yell and be like, I ordered fresh towels 20 minutes ago. I'm so glad you finally called me back.
I'm in room 316. Make it happen now. I don't think she... I wonder how they deal with people like that.
You should have let us talk to her. I would have been like, oh my God, I'm so hungover. Can I get room service?
So glad.
And
you'd
like,
thank you.
I need two scrambled eggs.
Thank
and
you.
The,
for
all the bacon you have, just send it up here.
I don't think they have a page for that, though. I you know, they have a page for every response. I don't think they have a response for I'm in room 316.
No, but the woman was on the phone. She was like, hi, who I have the pleasure of speaking with? I would be like, oh, thank God, it's room 417. Could you please? I've thrown up everywhere. Get me, just come clean this up. I need fresh towels. There's a dog barking next door.
You know,
I would just complain like I was at the hotel. I'm already at the Marriott.
You know, I wonder why they keep making those calls. How many people do you sucker in out of 1,000 calls? One?
Right.
Out of 1,000, I don't know. So I used to think, why do they waste their time? Nobody's falling for this anymore. You know, it's 2020. We're not falling for this. But my parents just fell for that.
No way.
Yeah.
Which one did they fall for? Which gimmick?
They fell for your computer has a virus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So they let the guy into the computer. To
no.
Fix. Yes, they did. And fixed it. And then locked the computer. Then wanted money to unlock it. It was a whole thing.